You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. I want everyone to take a deep breath all the way from their diaphragm, going up through their belly, into their chest, out through their throat, and just sigh. Just let it all out, because you are alive, you are beautiful, you are worthy, and you are present. And today, it's just endless, unlimited possibilities. And so I'm Dr. Erica, and I am a daily user of CBD. I recommend CBD to my patients, to my friends, to my family, because I know it works. CBD is one of the main ingredients from the hemp plant, and it does not get you high. CBD only contains 0.3% THC, so you are able to function, you are able to feel relaxed, calm. It reduces those symptoms of anxiety and stress, helps you sleep better, and just feel better. It provides overall mental and physical benefits. CBD is legal in all 50 states without a prescription. And it does not get you high. That's the greatest thing. And so our CBD here at Hemp Happier is organic, USDA organic, all natural, third party tested, which means there are no toxins, no chemicals, no pesticides. We even have certificate of analysis to attest to the purity of the premium product that we provide here at hemphappier.com. So if you have not tried CBD, I recommend it wholeheartedly because I know it works. Go to hemphappier.com. If you want more information about me and the services that I provide, go to healthyminds.expert. Well, today, I have to say, is a perfect day. It's a perfect day because we have Judy Miller. Judy Miller is the author of the book, Perfect, A Path to Love, Forgiveness, and Transformation. Judy Miller was a highly successful CPA and corporate finance executive who, unknown to her coworkers, lived in terror of the night and the possibility of sexual assault. Happily married with children, her fears made life a modern-day nightmare. But worse, she had no idea why. There was nothing in her own personal background that would warrant this near constant state of fear every night. In her new book, Perfect, A Path to Love, Forgiveness, and Transformation, she relates the extraordinary path she took to discover the root of those fears. It's an amazing journey that Judy was guided to take that brought the exact right people together in the exact right order to right a wrong committed decades ago before her birth, but which left its shadow on her soul. Today, you'll hear from her about the spiritual journey that unfolded, which opened her heart, enabled forgiveness across multiple generations, and showed her the perfection of all that we are. Welcome, welcome, Judy Miller, to our show today. Welcome.
It's so great to be here, Dr. Erica. It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for sharing this amazing journey. And I just really like to start with, Tell us how this unfolded. It's an amazing story.
I'd love to just start by asking you three questions and your audience as well. Have you ever felt different, like you didn't belong?
Okay.
Maybe you felt incomplete, always searching for someone or something to make you feel whole.
Yes.
Or maybe you were like me, you felt unworthy, always having to prove yourself over and over again.
Everyone.
And the reason I ask you these questions is because these feelings have literally plagued me for most of my life. So as you mentioned in the introduction, I started my career as a CPA and then went into work in finance in the healthcare industry for over 20 years. But on this journey that I took, I learned to let go of those fears. And in my book, Perfect, I show people how to do that as well. So, you know, you mentioned that the subtitle to my book is called A Path to Love, Forgiveness, and Transformation. And what I realized is that there's so many different definitions of forgiveness. But forgiveness for me is very simple. It means to forego or to let go of. So we're all going to have potentially painful or unwanted events in our lives. We could either experience it once or we could experience it over and over again until literally it becomes stuck in our bodies and becomes our identities. So for me, forgiveness is really just letting go of those contracted stories, those contracted energies, so we can move forward in our lives and experience true and ultimate freedom. So for me, forgiveness really is an act of self-love. So I would love to give you an overview of the story and then we could get into the details.
Please.
So like many people, I had fears as a child. I was actually afraid of drowning and I was terrified of the night. As you mentioned in the introduction, I was also afraid of being sexually assaulted and I had never been assaulted. And I actually never shared that fear with anyone until recently when this book came out. So as a child, this fear was extremely confusing. So at night as a child, I could literally feel different energies around me and I wasn't sure if they were there to hurt me or to help me. So literally, night after night, I would crawl into bed, pull the covers over my head, and I would recite the Lord's Prayer over and over again until exhausted, I would eventually fall asleep. And this was my ritual night after night. And it continued well into my 20s. As we said, I started my career as a CPA, very traditional life. So there I was going to work during the day and then at night, crawling back into bed, terrified of what I couldn't explain. I met my husband at work. And we got married and we had kids and I was exhausted raising these two incredible children. I commuted 3 hours a day to work. I worked 40 to 50 hours a week. And in the exhaustion, everything stopped. The energies, the terror, everything stopped. And then my kids grew up and went off to college. And many of you may be able to associate with this. The house became silent. And in that silence, everything returned. The terror, the spirits, the fear. It must have looked comical to my neighbors because I literally would tiptoe around my house, afraid of what I might encounter. It felt like someone or something was always around me or if there were eyes staring at me from across the room. I would wake up at night terrified, clutching at my husband, and soon we both began to lose sleep. And around the same time, I started to bleed uncontrollably month after month. And I went to see my doctor, and my doctor recommended that I have a hysterectomy. And I was terrified. I was terrified of the surgery, and I couldn't understand why. I had worked in the healthcare industry for over 20 years, and I trust modern medicine. But it felt like the same terror that I felt as a child, and it felt like the same terror that returned to me as an adult. So a good friend of mine recommended that I read a book called Light Emerging by Barbara Brennan. And Barbara was a former NASA physicist. She actually studied the human energy field, and what she learned, she was actually able to heal people with her hands. So here I was, days before my surgery, Googling healers near me. And as I sat across from my healer for that very first time, I'm extremely auditory. I literally heard the click of the lock, like my entire life was finally locking into place. But at the time, I didn't know that role that healer would play in my family's history. So my healer helped me heal after my hysterectomy. And then in the following months, we started to explore this uncontrollable terror of the night. We never talked about sexual assault. We started to look at my childhood experiences. Was there anything from my childhood that actually elicited it? But nothing came to light. Then we started to talk about something I never heard of before. We started to explore past lives. She introduced me to the amazing work of Dr. Brian Weiss. Dr. Weiss was a prominent psychiatrist. He studied at Columbia. He studied at Yale. And he was very reputable in his field. And I was amazed at the experiences that people were having. We then also started to talk about our parents. You know, we inherit so many things from our parents. The color of our hair, the color of our skin, the shape of our nose, and other physical characteristics. But then we also started to talk about the science of epigenetics, how we could actually inherit the pain and the trauma from our parents. And they've actually done studies where Holocaust survivors, the pain and the terror that they felt was actually passed down to their children and their children's children. So Dr. Erica, that pain and that terror that I felt every night wasn't my own. It was actually from my mother. It was a cellular memory from my mother. They say that human babies, female babies, are born with 2 to 3 million of their reproductive eggs at birth. And there's some debate. People say that you actually don't produce anymore. So there's some debate about that. But many people, the trauma that their mothers especially experienced as a child, on a cellular level, you were actually there as an unborn egg. So that terror I felt was actually from my mother. But Dr. Erica, the story doesn't end there. There's actually a shocking past life connection to the very healer that I trusted to heal me in this lifetime. She was the very person that inflicted the pain and the trauma on my family. And in that moment of revelation, I could have felt fear, betrayal, anger, but I didn't. All I felt was the love and the perfection of the universe. I saw how all of our souls across lifetimes interconnect, how we're unconditionally loved and accepted, and how we could heal in this lifetime or in any other. So that's why I wrote the book. That's why I wrote the book Perfect.
Oh man, you got me speechless. Wait, I'm just trying to take it all in. So the woman that you trusted to heal you with the energy and spiritually ended up being the perpetrator of the trauma onto your mother or your family?
That's correct. That's correct. And I know that my story may sound unusual or maybe even uncommon, but I believe it holds a promise for us all. So like I mentioned, in that moment of revelation, I could have felt fear, anger, or betrayal. I could have created a story in my mind that would haunt me for the rest of my life, but I didn't. I didn't create a story. Instead, I saw the miracle in the situation.
Wow. How did you do that?
So in the journey, I learned to let go of all the stories, labels, and judgments that I had created in my life. And I was actually able to experience every moment truly in my body. I believe our bodies tell the truth. Our thoughts, labels, and judgments are not always true. And I'm going to just give you a very, very simple example. My next door neighbor was supposed to come over. This is pre-COVID-19. And she didn't show up. So immediately I started to think, she doesn't like me. What did I do wrong? So eventually I picked up the phone and said, hey, what's going on? And basically she said, oh, I thought it was tomorrow. Now see how quickly we create stories, right? But you may be asking, are stories necessarily bad? No, they're not. Dr. Erica, you are amazing. You're beautiful. You're changing the world. Those are great stories and they're empowering stories. But we also have disempowering stories that keep us prisoners in our own life. So for example, we have 60,000 thoughts a day. 95% of them are the same ones we had yesterday and the day before. 80% of them are negative. Now, way back when, in caveman days, it was probably necessary. It was probably important to our survival. But we no longer live in that reality. So we need to create a new reality.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
So, one of the things that I learned also, Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor wrote My Stroke of Insight. She was actually a Harvard neuroscientist that was able to heal herself from traumatic brain damage. And what she indicated or revealed in the story, in this book, has really impacted my life. She says it takes 90 seconds to truly experience an event. So for example, either good or bad, an event happens. It takes us 90 seconds to truly take it to the body, feel those sensations as emotions, and then let them go. It's up to us after those 90 seconds whether or not we hang on to them. What so many of us do is create the story. And what I've learned along this journey is how to truly process emotions in my body and let them go. And that's exactly what I did in that moment of revelation. I let go of those sensations that move through my body. Emotions are just sensations without labels. And I'll give you another example. Before I got on this interview, my heart started to race, my stomach started to flutter, my throat started to feel dry. Those are all sensations, right? I could have labeled those sensations nervousness, or I could have labeled those sensations excitement. I feel exactly the same way in my body. It's me who determines if I put a label of excitement or nervousness. So that's what I teach in Perfect. I teach people how to truly get back into our bodies, feel our emotions and sensations without creating the labels.
I love it. I love it. So let me go back to this forgiveness and letting go. Because like you talked about the stories, how people play like these old tapes in their head over and over, re-traumatizing themselves, and they have such a difficult time of letting go. What principles or what tools or techniques can you offer that will help them let go, experience it, like you said, but then let go?
Right. So like you said, our stories repeat over and over again, like the grooves on a record player, and we need to scratch that record so we can't play them any longer. So the first thing is to retrain our body to feel our emotions as sensations. But it takes practice like anything. So if you're continuing to play that story over and over again, you got to scratch the record. So there's different ways to do it. Many of them you may have heard. So when you start to have that negative thought, let it just be a spark and flick it off of you. Don't let it turn into a blaze, okay? So when you have that negative thought, you can say cancel, 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 clear. And you can replace that negative thought with a more empowering thought. So that's one way. Another way that you may have heard is sometimes people put rubber bands on their wrists and they snap it. And I believe the reason it works is because you're getting you're disrupting the story, but you're also getting the person out of their head back into your body where you're supposed to feel and experience the sensation. The other one I call zany crazy thing. And I learned this from Tony Robbins years and years ago, but it has helped me so much. But when you start to create those stories, do something zany and crazy to disrupt it. So what I mean by that is when my husband and I start to get into an argument, sometimes we get so entrenched that we have to prove our point. And sometimes you totally lose control. You can't even remember what you're arguing about, but you have to prove your point and you're not in your head. So I know that you've been there. So what we decided to do is do a zany crazy thing. Whoever remembers will reach over and grab the other person by the nose. And it just starts us laughing uncontrollably. And it disrupts our pattern so we can't play it over and over again. And again, remember, most of our thoughts happen to be negative. So we're just retraining our mind.
Wow. Fabulous. Fabulous. Let me see. What other techniques can you give? You talked about practices that we can do to connect to our true selves. A little bit about that.
I can give you a couple of them. They're actually outlined in my book, but I also have a free ebook on my website, which outlines them as well. So your listeners are welcome to them. But the first one is really easy. Everything in life is energy. The table is energy. Our thoughts are energy. Scientists have shown that our thoughts are energy. How amazing is that? But what I found is that we need to move because we are energetic beings. So when I feel stuck and stagnated in my life, I realized that I wasn't moving, right? So move. The other one is to create because we are the creator. We are the creative life force. So what many of us do is we aren't creative. We don't express our creativity. And our creativity doesn't have to be an original work of art. It could be dancing, singing, coloring used to be really popular with adults. For me, it's playing the classical guitar. But what I realized is it doesn't even have to be that. Sometimes we make life so complicated. We could express our creativity in so many different ways. So I express creativity as a CPA in the presentations I put together for work. It could be the creativity of what I prepare my family for dinner or how I decorate my house or how I dress. But we need to express our creativity because if we don't, that energy or suppression could also get stuck in our bodies. And then another very simple one. In my book, I talk about how I always had problems expressing myself. I had problems using my voice. And I inherited this from my mother based on her trauma. And sing and let your spirit find its voice. There's so many different songs that actually open up our chakras and give us that forward momentum to use our voice and our expression and our creativity in the world. So those are just three very simple ones.
I love that. You say specific songs, or is it just any song that you sing that you happen to feel emotional about?
Well, so the songs can create the emotion, right? So if you want to be in a joyous state, listen to joyous music, etc. They've actually shown how different music can actually affect water crystals. Dr. Emoto, I don't know if you've ever heard that, but how different sounds and frequencies.
Listen on my show. That is an amazing science.
Right. So play the songs that you truly, truly want to create that mood in your life. But there are certain songs, they say, like Baroque music, which actually opens up your chakras. And there's other songs as well.
You know, it's interesting. One of the forms of therapy that I do or I recommend is frequency music, so that when people are sleeping or they're meditating, that they listen to these frequency musics with the vibrations, because I know that those vibrations are connecting to our water in our cells, right?
Wow.
Dr. Emoto talks about how we're 70% or more water. So guess what? That vibrational music is resonating.
Wow.
Yes, that's beautiful.
I'd love to share something else with you, you know, especially during these difficult times that people are facing. And I outline it in my book and I go into in detail, but I discovered it quite by accident. So as I was working with my healer, I would be on the healing table week after week. And as she worked on me, I would literally just be laying there for 15 to 45 minutes. And as I laid there and she played this beautiful, tranquil music in the background, I would literally bring in person after person, image after image of people, places, things that I loved. It could be my children. It could be my dog. It could be a beautiful sunset. And as I was laying there on the table, I would actually bring in the feelings and the sensations of that experience. I felt it, saw it, tasted, touched it, everything. I tried to bring in all of my senses. And what I found was that I was actually able to open my heart. I was able to elevate my vibration and literally open my heart. And I think by opening my heart, I was able to allow the healing to occur even faster. So what I'm suggesting is, in these periods of isolation where so many people feel alone and potentially unloved, we could create that emotion and sensation of love instantly for ourselves. We are love. It's not dependent on someone else or something else. We could create that emotion for ourselves instantly. And our mind doesn't know the difference between one that we actually experienced and one that we made up. You already love Dr. Erdogan.
I love it. I love the message that you have, because I think it is so true. It is everything that you've said just completely resonates with everything that I've learned in my journey and, you know, what I'm trying to teach my patients that I work with. And I think the one thing that people have a difficult time with understanding is that we control what we think, how we feel, how we act. And so many people believe that they're responding from external events and we're acting, and that they themselves are not in control. And so if you need to change, or if you want to change, you've got to first accept that you are the one, that you're the change maker.
I love that. And, you know, something that might help people realize that is, between stimulus and response, there's a gap. And in that gap, we get to decide. So like you said, first, we become aware that we're actually creating the story that's creating our life. We also have to realize that between stimulus and response is a gap. And in that gap, we get to decide. We get to decide if we don't create a story, take it to the body and release it, or we get to decide if we come from a place of love or from a place of fear. We get to choose.
I love that. I'm still trying to process this. You continue to work with the same woman even after learning this about her.
So I worked with her for 9 months. It's after the 9 months or towards the end that the connection came through. And the reason I think that happens is because the universe is always supporting and loving us. I think that if it happened at the beginning, I would not have been able to process it. I would be telling a very different story. It took me 9 months to learn how to release my stories that no longer serve me and truly just experience this revelation as a miracle.
Wow.
And Dr. Erica, everyone can do it. Everyone can do it. And that's why I wrote the book.
Okay, so this is perfect timing. Tell them where to get the book, where to learn more about you, and share with them.
Sure. So my website is Judy with an I, J-U-D-I, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.net. And on there, you can buy my book. It actually just takes you to Amazon. It could actually be bought at any reputable online retailer as well. But the reason I tell people to go to my website is because I love free things, Dr. Erica. So as part of purchasing the book, there's 5 free bonus gifts from my top transformational teachers, Dr. Sue Mortar, Janet Atwood, Deborah Poneman, Marcy Shimoff, are all top transformational leaders. And they have been so generous and kind to give these bonuses on a limited time as part of my book launch. But also, I have a free ebook there. There's no purchase necessary. So your readers can go onto my website, judymiller.net, and claim my free ebook called Awaken the Creator Within.
I love it. You have so much. I mean, you're beautiful physically, but your energy is just, you're just so beautiful. You just radiate light.
Thank you so much. That is so kind.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, can I leave one last message to your listeners?
Yes, I was going to say, is there anything, any other last words of wisdom you want to offer? We've got 3 minutes, so.
So when we let go of the stories, labels, and judgments, we see everything through the eyes of the Creator. We see everything through the eyes of love, and there is no separation. So I just thought that might be an important message for so many of us during these times.
And to add to that, I want to say it's the love that we nurture within ourselves that's most important.
Exactly. When we love ourselves more, we reconnect to the essence of who we truly are. And it's not arrogant. It's not selfish. When we love ourselves more deeply, we could love others more deeply.
And forgiveness has to begin with us. We have to forgive ourselves for the judgments. We have to forgive ourselves for holding on to those negative emotions that the event passed years and years and years ago. For you, it was lifetimes ago, but we were holding on, and we have to forgive ourselves and allow ourselves to be at peace and let go. It's okay to let go of the negative emotion that no longer serves you in a healthy, loving, peaceful way.
That's so beautiful.
Okay. Well, I just have to say thank you so very much for taking your time, for sharing this beautiful journey in your book, Perfect. It is something that I think will make a difference in many lives. And I really appreciate you offering the free books to my listeners. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about what we're learning in this new age of transformation, what we're learning in this new age of energy and connecting on a spiritual level, and where love is the ultimate, that's the ultimate goal. Thank you, Judy.
I love it, Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for having me on as a guest. You are a beautiful soul and you're a beautiful light. You're lighting up the world.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.